Several places across the country have begun initiatives to address reparations for black residents as a response to systemic racism, and Boston could join them. One city councilor here is leading the effort to establish a commission that would examine the effect of Boston's history on its black residents and how to make things right. WBUR's Daryl C. Murphy has more.
A glass and metal monument stands near the end of the Long Wharf on Boston's waterfront. It tells a story of how ships sailed in and out of Boston's harbors carrying enslaved Africans. Surely the monument is an example of a city grappling with its past and the consequences. But when it comes to slavery and the centuries of systemic racism that followed, folks like Boston NAACP President Tanisha Sullivan want more than symbols for black people. They want reparations.
This is a conversation that is long time coming, an action that is a long time in coming.
Members of the U.S. House are backing a proposed bill that would establish a federal reparations commission to study the impact of slavery and its legacy on black Americans and offer ways to remedy the damage. The bill was first proposed more than 30 years ago, and the House has never voted on it. House supporters face an uphill battle in getting it passed, but that hasn't stopped local officials across the country from taking on reparations themselves. Places like Cambridge, Amherst, San Francisco, and Asheville, North Carolina have taken on reparative action for their black residents. Sullivan and others in Boston took note.
Yes, this is a federal issue, and nationally we need to wrestle with and reckon with the issue of our history. But there's also work that can be done at the local level. We don't have to wait for the federal government to take action.
City Councilor Julia Mejia is at the center of the effort. She recently hosted a hearing where Sullivan and other supporters called for the commission. She said the goal is to pass a bill that would establish the group next year.
We have to allow government a little bit of grace because things sometimes move like molasses. But my hope is to act with a sense of urgency. That is what the people have called for, and that's what our office is committed to do.
Boston's role in slavery can be traced back to 1638. Slave ships sailed from the city shores even after Massachusetts outlawed slavery in 1783. And though slavery ended in the state, black Bostonians were denied the same rights and privileges that allowed their white counterparts to prosper. Such discrimination continues through today as the city's black communities lag behind in areas like wealth, education, and health. Yvette Modestin of the National African American Reparations Commission, also known as NARC, is also working with Mejia on the reparations effort. She says slavery may be over for black people, but their freedom is still in question.
We don't have the chains around our ankles and our hands anymore, but there is a chain still there.
People often associate reparations with the idea of cash payments to black people from the government. That's one way to do it, but municipalities are taking different approaches. The city council in Evanston, Illinois, voted to use $400,000 of a $10 million reparations fund to provide housing grants to its black residents. The program would give applicants up to $25,000 for the purchase of a home, renovations, or mortgage assistance. The program is lauded as a first for a U.S. city, but Evanston Alderwoman Cicely Fleming is not on board.
Evanston is a place that likes to be the first at things and also likes to kind of meet the standard of being very diverse. This definitely fit into that narrative.
Fleming cast the only dissenting vote against the program. Basically, she says it's not really reparations, but more of a housing program, and one that is only available to a select few residents. Also, the program doesn't give black residents the freedom to decide how to use the funds. Fleming doesn't really support the idea that Evanston's reparations program is a model for other cities.
I would say don't model it, but people have their own communities. I don't know their community needs. I don't know what the harms have been in their communities by their local government, but I would say at least have something fleshed out to make sure you can meet the needs of all the residents, of which we do not have at this point.
Boston's journey toward reparations is just beginning. While the idea isn't new, Tanisha Sullivan says the city council taking up the issue provides an official foundation for future proponents to build on.
For the very first time, we are building a structure around which a record can be established.
City Councilor Mejia says she hopes to pass a bill in time for next year's budget review. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Daryl C. Murphy.